fines. In local news, in developments, the court has ruled in favour of the Milton 4X Brewery after months of legal dispute with the next-door Anglican church. The Brisbane City Council has approved the installation of 40,000 litre ethanol tanks to expand its market. The church just west of the brewery stated that new developments were an acceptable risk to public safety and the welfare of Anglican College residents contained near the church. Judge Nicole Kefford ruled this week that expert evidence allowed from the proposed development to be carried out in a responsible manner to afford protection to the nearby church residents and the community. The court case is listed for review in July.
Brisbane bridges are getting a makeover in time for the 2025 Brisbane Festival. The three pedestrian bridges, Kangaroo Point, Goodwill, Neville Bonner, will be decorated with art installations and feature in an art trail titled Walk This Way. Brisbane art and design duo Craig Redman and Carl Mayer, who were globally known as Craig and Carl, have curated the installations and have works featured in the Griffith University Art Museum. Across September 5th to 27th, the 2025 Brisbane Festival will feature 106 productions, 1,069 performances featuring contributors from 2,260 artists. 21 events in the program are world premieres, while more than 39% of the lineup is free to attend. Highlights include a Great Gatsby-themed cabaret and pop-up theatre celebrating the 100th anniversary of the book's publication. Roma Street's Night at the Parkland concert featuring Australian music talent Lime Cordial, Amy Shark and Jack River. And of course, Riverfire, which will kick off the festival's opening weekend. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called for experts, unions and business leaders to join him in Canberra in August to help shape his second term agenda. The PM will convene experts to seek ideas for economic growth and productivity as his government seeks to capitalise on parliamentary dominance. The PM has also pledged to have 50 new Medicare urgent care clinics open in mid-2026.
A new revolutionary test is being developed to aid the diagnosing of celiac disease. Jason Tyden, head of celiac research at the Walter and Eliza Hall of Institute and Medical Research, claims the new form of testing could revolutionise the diagnostic process for patients. Quote, "It's just a simple blood test and they don't need an invasive gastroscopy, and importantly, they don't need to be eating gluten for it to be accurate." The new diagnosis test involves mixing a patient's blood sample with gluten in a test tube, which then signals whether the T cells that cause celiac disease are present. Approximately 1 in 70 Australians are affected by celiac disease, however 4 in 5 are unaware that they have it. Often blood tests can misdiagnose as negative, however with the development of this new test, patients will be able to find treatments quicker and more accurately. In international news, troops to stay in LA for 60 days as Trump stays firm on protest response. 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines are expected to remain in LA for the next 2 months, according to US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. President Donald Trump says that the National Guard would leave when there's no danger. The story is still live, so more developments to come. An update: California's Governor filed an emergency court request to block the Trump administration from using the National Guard and Marines for immigration raids. U.S. District Judge Charles S. Breyer denied the request for immediate restraining order. Instead, he scheduled a meeting for Thursday afternoon.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently a chilly 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We will be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head over to 4zzz.org.au.
Celebrate half a century of underground radio subcultural.